What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. For more information on all their services, OrthoSensi.com is the place to go. That's OrthoCincy.com. As always, I'm your host, Double T, Travis there. We got a great show lined up for you this evening. Monday, August 1st marks the official start to the high school football season. We're continuing with our 2022 season preview with the South Dearborn Knights head coach Rand Ballard and some of his star players in the studio as we speak. Looking forward to this chat this evening. We'll wrap up our high school football preview shows on Monday, August 15th with the Lawrenceburg Tigers as well. And next week, we're going to stick with the South Dearborn theme just to talk a little programming here as the boys soccer program is going to be in studio as they look to build off a sectional title from a season ago. But without further ado, we're going to jump right into this show and say hi to the South Dearborn Knights. We'll start with head coach Rand Ballard. I appreciate you coming in tonight and talking a little South Dearborn football.
Thanks, Travis. As always, definitely appreciate you having us down, and we're always eager to talk South Dearborn football.
All right, you got a handful of players in studio with you, and we're going to go through and do some player introductions here for those that want to speak. I understand we got some shy ones in the back, but that's all right. Let's start right here. Who are we talking to?
My name is Austin Ballard. I'm a receiver for the South Dearborn Knights.
Ryan Willoughby, safety.
Logan Tease, defensive end.
Adam Gaynor, defensive end.
All right, we got a few that are just spectating back there, but that's all right.
We're glad that you're here. Jake Daugherty and Corbin Cassidy, they may not speak on the microphone, but they're going to speak highly on Friday nights. Isn't that right, fellas?
All right, now, who else we got in the studio here, Coach?
That's Junior. That's Austin's shadow there.
A little resemblance there. All right. All right, let's get into this. Before we talk about 2022, we've kind of done this before. We go back and look at the year prior, and in 2021, it was a winning season for South Dearborn, going 7-4, reached the sectional semifinals, ran into Martinsville there. There's another game in the sectional I want to talk about here in just a moment, but how would you kind of sum up how 2021 played out for the South Dearborn Knights?
You know, going into 21, obviously coming off of that COVID year, you know, we didn't know what to expect. Just a lot of things, a lot of changes. And we were pretty happy with what happened last year. You know, we felt like we let a couple get by. You know, early on in the year there, we lost, you know, we dropped that one to Madison, if I'm not mistaken, 2 or 3 points. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we came back and kind of showed, we tried to show that was a fluke with a pretty big opening round victory down there. So that was a game we felt like we should have got back. You know, but overall last year we felt pretty good. You know, we graduated some pretty solid players. Obviously CJ Rogers just competed in the North-South All-Star game, led the whole night in rushing. So, you know, we felt like he did a pretty good job representing South Dearborn. And, you know, we're going to miss him this year. But, you know, we got some guys that are looking to step forward in his shoes. So, but, you know, we lost some, you know, just graduating, you know, Reese Willoughby. It's hard to replace some of those guys on the offensive side of the ball. But we got some young guys that are looking to step up, and, you know, we're excited to see what happens.
For the players, looking back on the 21 season, was there any more gratifying win than the 54-0 win over Madison in the first round? That was a 57-point turnaround from week two, and I know you guys were fired up about that game going in. Was that maybe a highlight from last season, getting that big win in the first round of the sectional?
Yeah, I mean, of course, but like I think the best part was like going into the locker room after the game, just like knowing that we controlled that game.
Yeah, anybody else want to kind of weigh in on that? Ryan?
It was a great feeling because they like to jaw a little bit on us at the field. We proved it on the field that we were a better team.
There you go. I was pretty wild by it. I like I said, I knew you guys were fired up, but I didn't know you were that fired up for that particular game. So
I'll tell you, another one of our players last year really got everything going. Sean Somer, our defensive captain last year, he basically said, you know what, Matt and Ryan alluded to it a little bit. They kind of jawed a little bit before the season or before that game. And, you know, I know Sean pretty much took some of that stuff personal and kind of went out there and said, you know, we're going to shut them out. And I think they only crossed the 50 maybe once. And that was because Ashton kicked the ball. backwards. So, other than that, you know, it was a pretty dominating effect for us, and we felt pretty good, you know, with that. And absolutely, it was a good win for us.
We're going to talk about the schedule for this year a little bit later on, so maybe we'll come back to that. But were there any other favorite moments from 2021 that stick out? It doesn't necessarily have to be a game, just maybe a fun bus ride or a practice, something that stuck out to you guys that was very, very memorable.
I'd definitely say the bus ride back from that win from Madison was pretty memorable. Just everybody being the high energy and just knowing that we proved that we were the better team. It was a great feeling, that bus ride back.
Very good. Ryan, Austin?
Remember the Greensburg game? We pulled that one out, uh-huh. The squeaker. It felt good.
28-27 there. That was a good one. Austin?
And one of my favorites was probably when we were wearing the good old National Guard jerseys. That was a fun night overall when we played Franklin County.
All right. More on that, too. We're going to talk some jerseys at the end of the show as well. All right. Let's move into the 2022 season. We get the first official day of the high school football season today. Coach, I'll start with you. How's the offseason been going? What have been some of the areas of focus for your team?
You know, we've had a really good offseason. You know, the participation has been incredible over the summer. We've averaged, you know, between 55 and 60 every practice. So just getting the guys there, getting them out. You know, we've got some guys that play baseball. So, you know, you're obviously going to get, you know, you're going to lose those guys. You don't want to take anything away from those guys because, you know, that's their time of the year. And it allowed our younger guys to get a lot of good reps. You know, we traveled, went to played in a big 7-on-7 at Ball State University, which was really cool, and got a lot of good competition up there. Went on to the Mooresville 7-on-7 shootout, did really well, got to the semifinals. Didn't even make the tournament last year, and got to the semifinals this year. So we felt that was a really good you know, improvement for us to go up there and just. Had some good opportunities with Taylor University for our team camp here a few weeks ago, and got a lot of team building and whatnot. Took 58 guys up there, about 6 or 7 coaches, and just had a lot of fun. So, you know, we felt like we've had a really good summer. You know, we'll like you said though, today's the first official day. So, you know, it's like I told the guys today. While we were stretching, you know, all the laughing and giggling, and well, you know, we do that in the summer. It's time to
lock in a little bit. Yep.
3 weeks from now, we'll be welcoming Jennings County in, so we got to get ourselves ready.
All right, for the players going back to the 7-on-7 and the team camp stuff, how was that going through the offseason? Did you like doing that? Face some good competition in the 7-on-7. Anything that stood out that you take away from those experiences over the summer?
Yeah, I would say definitely, like, more the experience part. You get so much more when you're playing in them 7-on-7s. Not necessarily, like, for your O-line. They're not really in it, but for, like, definitely your receivers and stuff.
Crunch time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, talking about the 2022 high school football season. And we were just talking about 7-on-7s and some of the team stuff in the offseason. Ryan, I think you were getting ready to weigh in on some of the action from over the summer.
I was one of them baseball guys.
Oh, you're one
that
of the
wasn't there.
So were you disappointed that you missed out on some of that
stuff? Okay. I wanted to go to a couple of them. All right. But got to play the sports that's in season.
All right, Logan, did you get a chance to go out to those events?
I definitely went to the Taylor camp. That was a great experience going against those solid teams up there, just getting reps, getting the looks that we needed. But I was also one of them baseball guys, so did not get to go to everything.
I thought, like Logan said, I thought the Taylor camp was really fun going against like other teams because after a while going against your teammates, it just kind of, it's not samey, but like you get used to them, you know what you need to do against them, but going against new people, really helps.
Very good. And I always kind of find it interesting talking about the multi-sport athletes. I mean, I'm sure that's something that you encourage, and I like to see them playing different sports and, you know, using different parts of their body, I guess, Coach. So it's not a bad thing to have some of those multi-sport athletes.
No, not at all. You know, and I encourage it. You know, we encourage the kids to be involved in multi sports, and you know, it's like Ryan said, you know, the sport that's in season is what you play, and I do the same thing with my personal kids, and would encourage the same with any of our players as well to you know just be a multi-sport guy, because that's what it's all about.
All right. Like you mentioned, graduated quite a few seniors, 17 in total. And you mentioned C.J. Rogers in that All-Star Classic, so I know you got a chance to go see him play there. Did an awesome job. Who are some of the top returning guys that you really are going to be able to rely upon this season? I'm sure a lot of those are in the room right now.
He's calling. Yeah, that's you know, we do have a solid group coming back. You know, obviously our offensive side of the ball, you know, our quarterback's back. You know, only a sophomore last year, so he's back for his junior season. You know, a year stronger, a year better. Been studying, doing a really good job there. So you know, we'll surround things with that. We got C.J. Evans, who's in the backfield. That you know, we look for him. You know, again, another junior that's going to really, we feel, should be able to step right in there from, you know, obviously C.J. Rogers, big shoes to fill, but two different type of runners. You know, C.J. was more of a power back, you know, then turn on the speed, where C.J. is more of a shifty, quick guy that both of them are C.J., so it's kind of weird when you say C.J., C.J. But, you know, we got a pretty solid receiving core. You know, Austin, 6'4", 6'5", frames, a pretty big frame out there. Jake Darty's come on really, really strong this summer. Got himself in the weight room. We've got, you know, a couple, Reed Thornton, who was playing some quarterback for us, moved out to be a receiver and is doing a great job. Hudson Shackelford, Ollie Babcock. We've got some really solid skill guys, we feel, if we just can get the ball in their hands, you know, we feel pretty good about it. You know, a couple good solid tight ends, going to be seniors, Brady Roberts and Braden Foist. You know, and then coming back on our line, we've got a couple returners. Ben Raines has been snapping for the last year or so. Blake Pruce, and then we've got some nice additions, some younger guys that's really worked their butts off in the weight room with Malin Bressert, Jacob Purcell. Help me out, fellas. Who am I missing here? Trevor Jackson. Yeah, we're going to move. Braden Johnson's going to come over and play some guard for us. So, you know, we're moving around and shaking some things up a little bit right now. But we feel like we got some pretty good guys coming back, and you know, we're looking forward to see what's going to happen. Defensive wise, you know, we kind of surround ourselves. You know, we try to put together a solid defense up front, and I think we're gonna be right back there again with that group.
All right, I always like to get the players' perspective on some of the guys that have kind of been shining through. Maybe some guys that you think are going to take a step and contribute maybe a little bit more this year than they have in the past. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in your position group or on your side of the ball, but who are some of those guys that are maybe standing out? Austin, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll definitely just start with. I know you're not setting out to do this, but definitely my group of receivers.
Yeah, that's good.
We put a lot of off time. We put a lot of off time too, like off practice and stuff. We'd get on the field, mess around, maybe get a few nice routes in, like work on our feet work. But I think a lot of things we've been working on really strongly this year is catch the ball. I mean, that's our goal: catch the ball and run up the field.
All right. What about your quarterback, Adam Kunkel? Had a nice year last year as a sophomore. What kind of leap can he take this year with a nice receiving core there as well?
Yeah, I mean, well, when we go down the field, we got to have a quarterback, and he's always tried to bend there. So it's pretty nice. We're getting a lot of work in. I got a lot of hope in it. I got a lot of faith in him, and I hope he can give me the ball.
Very good. All right, Ryan, who's some guys that are standing out to you this offseason that are going to step up for South Dearborn this season?
I think one of the main guys is Blake Legale. He's put a lot of improvement in the corner, been in the weight room a lot. Another guy that's going to have to step up is Brady Ballard, Austin's brother. He's going to have to put in a lot of work. He's going to have to be there for us as a linebacker.
All right.
Braden Johnson, he's going to be a big person for us this year, I think.
All right. Logan?
I definitely think someone who's been shining through is Ashton Kittle. He has put in a lot of work in the offseason trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, and just knowing the game overall. He's been also helping up everybody else who needs help on the D-line. I feel like he's going to be a very key factor this year.
All right, very good. Appreciate that. You're listening to Crunch Time, presented by Ortho Sensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries, orthosensi.com. How might the team look different playing style-wise this year, if at all, Coach?
Well, you know, in the offseason, we've obviously made some changes, you know, on our coaching staff as well. Coach Higgins has went to be a position coach and has been incredible moving into that position, helping with the tight ends, receivers, just that offensive line. Brought in offensive coordinator John LeMasters. I think you're going to see a very different style of football on the offensive side that you've seen from South Dearborn in a while. And, you know, we're excited about that. You know, a lot of up-tempo. It's no secret what we're going to do. So it'll be – I think it'll be fun to watch. Hopefully we can complete some of our passes and keep our drives going. But, you know, we'll be fun to watch there. And then with John Kraft moving to with Coach Kraft moving to Virginia – you know, that opened up a defensive coordinator position. So we've brought in a gentleman by the name of Cody Smith out of Somerset, Kentucky. Played some college ball, coached at the college level, and is doing a fantastic job on the defensive side as well. Also brought former head coach from Connersville, Justin Jackson, back on staff.
Very good.
Yep, he's doing a great job. Him and Cody really doing a fantastic job with the defensive side. So we're excited about that. We're gonna see. You know, we're gonna fly around a lot. You know, we're not very big, and but we feel like we've got a lot of speed, and we're gonna try to attack people with our speed.
All right, looking to put together back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 2003-04. You always want to have a winning season, but is this something that's actively being talked about as a big goal for South Dearborn this year?
Well, absolutely. There's no question. Number one goal is obviously to have a winning season. You know, we feel like with a winning season, other things come. So, mm-hmm. You know, for us, and obviously it's been no secret. It's been out there now for the last few months that with the enrollment changes, uh-huh. You know, some conference things have changed, and you know, and we don't make those decisions. We just live by them. So, you know, we'll take what's given to us. And this year, you know, we'll our conference that we're in is going to look a little different with Rushville, Greensburg, and Batesville. You know, so obviously with those opportunities, you know, we feel like we have a good opportunity there, just like I'm sure they do as well. So that's a good thing for us. And then moving into the 3A sectional, we'll be in sectional 31 this year, basically with the conference again,
right?
And the addition of Centerville and Indian Creek. So, you know, we're excited about those opportunities, and you know, obviously, there's no guarantee anywhere, and but you know, we feel good about our opportunities, and we feel good about our chances. Just like I said, I'm assuming everybody else would say the same thing.
So for the players, big team goals now, you want to secure that winning season. Conference championship, I'm sure, is something that's in your sights as well. What's got you excited for the 2022 season the most?
I'm kind of honestly expecting to win conference this year.
Okay.
That's my big goal. Okay. I want to put our first sectional on the board, mm-hmm. for South Dearborn. I think it'd be a big one.
Absolutely.
And we have a good chance this year moving sectionals and stuff like that.
We're certainly going to talk about that as we get closer to the end of the show, which isn't too far off. Logan, Austin, you want to weigh in on just the excitement level for this season, what you're really looking forward to as a team?
Yeah, for sure. One of our goals is to, just adding on from last year, just to make sure we secure some wins, keep that winning record up.
Let's get better each and every week. Logan, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, definitely. I think the goal here is for everybody. All the seniors want that sectional for the first time to make some history at South Dearborn.
Very good, and I may have to make some adjustments to our broadcast schedule because I just found out about the conference changes last week when Coach Jake Miners was here with the East Central Trojans, so we might do some adjusting to get some of those different conference matchups on our schedule, but moving to talk about the sectional, it is a big change, dropping down from 4 to 3A. You no longer have to deal with the likes of East Central and Mooresville, who've had some really exceptional teams here as of late. You get a chance to play, I think five teams in the sectional because they're in your conference throughout the season, so do you like having that opportunity to play those teams and kind of see where you measure up throughout the regular season? Weigh on that a little bit.
You know, obviously it's always, you know, it's not ideal to play the same teams you're going to play in the sectional, but you know, it does give another benefit. But you know, it's no, just like you said, we get to see them while they get to see us too. So you know, I think the biggest one for us is you know, and we talked about that a little bit off air right before it started, is, you know, there's a good potential that we could draw Lawrenceburg, you know, in the first round of the sectional. We play in week 10, or excuse me, week 9. So, you know, that's definitely not ideal, but, you know, it's happened in other places across the state as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, if it happens, it happens. It is what it is. Magic ping pong ball falls and calls our number, then that's what happens. But, you know, we don't look that far ahead at all. You know, honestly, and, you know, the old cliche, you know, we're focusing on Jennings County right now.
Sure.
And nobody else. You know, because as I always say, if you don't win the first one, you can't win them all. So, you know, we gotta beat Jennings County first. So, and that's who we're focused on, and that's what we're looking for.
All right, and I know you just said that, but Ryan mentioned South Dearborn has not had a football sectional, and I actually looked at it today and had to double check it because I was kind of baffled by that. That being a goal of every team to win a sectional, what would it mean for this team right here to be the first to do that?
Well, I think it'd be incredible for these young men to, you know, they've set out to accomplish that goal. And, you know, every year that's your goal. Not only have winning season, win a conference, but, you know, get that first sectional. And it has eluded South Dearborn. You know, we've not been privy to play down with the lower levels. And, you know, we've been playing schools that's got 1,500 kids. You know, for the last 8 years that I've been there, mm-hmm. You know, last year Martinsville knocked us out and they have 1,450 kids in their school.
Right.
So, you know, the year before that it was Greenwood with around 1,300. So it's tough, you know, when you're sitting at 700 kids and, you know, I always say, you know, you can only play 11 at a time. Well, yeah, but when you have twice the number to pick those 11 from, it's a big difference. And, you know, hats off to those guys. And, you know, we wish, you know, our county up team up north luck, but I'll just be glad to say I'm glad we're not in our sectional anymore.
I get that. All right, let's switch away from the on the field stuff per se. I did this with the East Central kids last week, and I thought it was fun because you guys have a couple different jersey combinations that you can go with. Is there any particular one that stands out to you? Maybe ones you don't like so much? Because I mean, you guys got some sharp looks. So fill me in on what you like.
I mean, of course, it's me personally. I always like the homecoming jerseys. They always switch up. They always get better. I mean, we had two red in a row, but they changed a little bit. But, of course, I think my favorite look is definitely the marshmallow look.
Okay.
The white on white, and then everybody else is dripping down with the white.
I think I'm with you on that personally. It just looks really, really clean and sharp. What do you guys got over here, Ryan?
My personal favorite is the National Guard uniforms.
Okay.
But I don't like the white ones that much because my jersey's a little bit bigger than everyone else's.
That's a valid excuse. We'll grant that, Logan.
I definitely think the homecoming jerseys look very good. And I definitely have to say the white on white does look very good.
All right. Coach, do you get into the jersey talk at much at all? Do you have a preference on what you think looks really good?
I let these guys figure that stuff out, but you know, we got 9 combinations, so you know, we'll probably go with a different look every game this year. But you know, if you're asking me personally, my personal probably is the with our navy pants and our white jerseys.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the National Guard jerseys. I think they're sweet. It's very tough to see the numbers from the press box. Just a selfish thing from the broadcaster perspective. We got a couple more minutes to fill if you guys want to talk a little bit more. I mean, we can just do some silly stuff. Who's the silliest guy on the team? Who's keeping you laughing all the time? Oh, we're all pointing over here.
We're definitely going with Adam Gaynor. He's definitely in this room right now.
What makes him so funny or
just
goofy?
By looking at him. We got to describe.
You have to describe it. Yeah. So he is wearing some blue glasses, no lenses in that.
Invisible.
What's the look? What's the reason behind the look?
Well, he found them, and we went to go. Should I talk into the mic?
You can walk up to the mic. Yeah. I mean, I can hear you all right, but our listeners will probably appreciate it. Go ahead.
After practice, Ryan Willoughby found him in the locker room, and he decided to wear him, and we went out to get ice cream. He's like, I said, wear him too, like, to get the ice cream. He's like, no, dude, they'll look dumb. I'll wear them. I haven't taken them off yet, so.
I like it. All right. That's pretty cool. Speaking of ice cream, I saw you guys munching on that walking in. What's the best ice cream flavors? And are you getting the ice cream from Flavors as well?
Yeah, I got chocolate chip cookie dough from Flavors. That's the best, hands down.
Very good. Anybody disagree with that?
Definitely think strawberry is where it's at.
Strawberry.
Definitely Reese's.
Yeah, Reese Cup. We got Reese Cup.
They might be going to awesome. Flavors, but I'm going out to Dairy Queen. I'm going to get me a nice ice cream.
We all know why. We all know why.
I think I can figure it out. We won't dive into that anymore. All right. I think we'll leave it at that. I really appreciate you guys coming in, talking South Dearborn football, opening up with Jennings County on the 19th, and we're certainly going to be out to see you multiple times this year.
And we appreciate it, Double T. And as always, it's always a pleasure to come in. And you guys are, we appreciate everything you guys do for our group. Great game in Southeastern Indiana football, and continuing to promote it the way you do. So again, we appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk South Dearborn football.
Absolutely. Welcome anytime, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you during the season or close to the playoffs as well. And we do wish you best of luck this season.
And I better say it so Jacob Walden doesn't, Coach Walden doesn't say anything. KFI, Walden.
I thought maybe they were going to forget about it, but a way to get that in there at the end. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. South Dearborn football, go out and support these young men this season. Thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This is Eagle Country 99.3.